what this bill does really essentially is two things, and I won't go into details with it, but it does two things. One is it prohibits the county commission from becoming members of the fair board, which they right now, ostensibly under the law, what they would say should be able to do is to sit, take off their hats as county commissioners, put another hat on as a county fair board member, and act as a fair board, which, as far as can be determined, we have no ability to determine in the records whether that's ever really occurred. This bill would prohibit them from acting as members of the fair board so that there is a separate fair board set up, and secondly, directs that the revenues derived from the activities out there actually go back into the facility itself. Some of you may be familiar with the fair, with the Expo Center, and the fact that a few years ago the county tore down a lot of the buildings out there rather than try to upgrade them or put any funds into them for repair. Basically, we've got a couple of buildings left out there. Last year, the county managed to make a $400,000 net revenue from the activities that went on even in that building, but none of those funds, as far as I can determine, went back into the facility. So this bill would also require those funds to go back into that, into repair and upgrading of that facility. Oregon essentially is a, as all of you know, a natural resource-based economy. Most of our economic growth here, I think, ultimately over a period of time will result from our ability to support our natural resource-based industries, timber, agriculture, fishing, and the things that we have that bring tourists here, which are, in fact, our natural advantages. We don't have a place in the state at this point to really show those goods in a place and in a way in which we should, which would attract worldwide attention in international markets. The PI is one of the few places located, admittedly it's located in Portland, but that's near the transportation center. The two major railheads are there. It's 5 minutes from the airport. It's on the river. It's an ideal location for the kinds of trade shows for agriculture and livestock, which offers opportunities across the state for us to market our natural resource-based products. I think a great deal of attention should be paid to that facility. I think this bill is a step towards achieving that, and we'll put it back on the track where it originally should be. I should mention that there's been an Attorney General's opinion requested on this matter. There is some debate, I'm sure, on the part of the county as to whether or not the funds and the way in which they've operated in the last 20 years is legitimate. And we've seen a preliminary draft of that. I don't have a copy of that, but I understand from the Attorney General's office this morning that we should have their report out within a week. And I think we'll find in that the county ought to have been adhering to what we're asking for in the bill in any case. But we feel that this will lock us into getting that facility back on track, and would urge you to support that.
Mike, let me ask you. You said 1965. If I remember right, we were still holding a county fair out in Gresham in 1965. Do you remember?
Yeah, I believe that was the year that the it was a bill in the legislature in 65, and maybe. It was 65, and the next year, I think, at the Fair Museum. We got to ask Rick Kell and Dick to come up.
I don't know when the exit would be, though.
Okay, I think within a few years after that.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, we've been losing people who, the exhibitors and all, who have in past years been involved in Mountain Home County Fair because we're not providing the necessary reinvestment in those facilities. I mean, the stables are running down, and the buildings are running down, and we are losing some of the better exhibitors. Am I correct in that?
Mr. Chairman, yes, I think that's correct. I, in the last couple of weeks, have been checking with a number of commissions, livestock commissions, organizations that hold facilities there. The Logging Congress, for example, can't meet there any longer because the facility is inadequate. Last year at the PI, they turned away a sheep show because they had too many sheep to get in the barn. And there's probably other activities that I'm sure we could point to specifically that have not been able to meet out there because the facilities are inadequate. The accommodations for attracting the public there are inadequate. And the condition of the buildings are generally very bad. When the county tore down the large number of outbuildings that were there in the past, they did that because the fire marshal said that the buildings did not meet fire code. The county had not put the resources back into those facilities to keep them up to grade, and was unable to match the kind of money that would be required to upgrade them by the time they'd let those buildings deteriorate. So the facility, in my view, my own personal opinion, and I think we could find facts specifically to back it up, has rapidly deteriorated over the past 20 years, and no attempt has been made to upgrade that.
How about PR money? Do you feel, and you've been involved with Metro and all, do you think that there's enough money's expended on PR and advertisement to encourage people? I know they do some, but not only in the investments in the buildings, but are they doing a good job of advertising and PR to get the kind of people to be involved and the people come out and see?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not personally familiar with what their public relations or their marketing budget is for that facility out there. My guess is that the requirement for publicizing the activities that are going on out there is pretty well left to the exhibitor who comes out. So that would have to be built into their particular budget. As far as marketing the facility for its own use, I'm not familiar with what that budget is or whether they make any effort that way. My guess as a consumer in the area is that that's fairly minimal, but I couldn't respond to that.
Questions of Representative Miller?
Multnomah County, is that the only group of commissioners who are currently subverting these funds? For lack of a better.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Miller, I appreciate the tone in which you versed that question. My understanding is that Multnomah County is the only county in the state of Oregon which does not have a separate fair board.
Thank you.
Representative Jones.
Do you have a problem if a member of the county commission serve as a member of the fair board if, in fact, they are not the majority members of the fair board?
Representative Jones really probably ought to respond to that.
Maybe I
Representative
should
Jones,
ask the question of Representative Jones, Denny Jones.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and Representative Jones. I don't know of a county in the state of Oregon that doesn't have enough people in it to have a separate fair board.
I think the representative specifically avoided my question.
No, I didn't. I would object to modifying the bill from the standpoint that I think that a fair board is a separate issue, and if you get a member of the county court or the county commission or whatever you want to call them on the as a member of the fair board, then you have a conflict of interest as far as what you do with it. And I thought that other answer was the easiest way to get around that, but I don't mind telling you what I think about it.
I never did think you had a problem with that, and I appreciate your specific response.
Are you too?
Yes, thank you.
Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm wondering, Mike, or any one of you, if you might talk a little about the long-range intent of this. Is the idea to get the fairs out of general fund in the county and have them self-sustaining on their own? Is that the final intent down the road?
May I answer that?
Certainly. Thank you.
That is exactly the purpose of it, and that is that the provisions of the bill to set up the county fund and provide that all of the monies derived from activities of a county fair go into that fund and be used for that purpose. And that, if that language is that plain and so on, then it doesn't leave any loophole that you could siphon off some of them funds and use them for something else. We have problems all over the state of Oregon for county fairs and being able to finance their fairs. And I just don't think that we can afford, if we're going to have fairs and where Oregon is an agricultural state and so on, and that's what these fairs are, then I think that we really need fairs, and I believe in them totally. And the funds that are generated by activities of the fair, I think, should stay there and be used for that purpose. And that's where I'm coming from.
If I could add to that, Representative Peterson, I think your staff will probably inform you of this anyway, but the funding for county fairs, as part of that funding, comes out of the racing commission funds that are placed there. So there are state monies already going in there for the purpose of supporting the concept of state fairs. And you may ask, well, you know, our county fairs, excuse me, do, as Representative Jones pointed out, the state's, a large part of the state's economy, obviously, is based on agricultural products. What's Multnomah County doing, and how much agriculture is in Multnomah County? We do have agriculture in Multnomah County, first of all, but also add on to that, I think, the idea that Multnomah County, in that particular area out there, is the primary point of export, both nationally and internationally, for most of these products. And that's the importance of this particular facility. It's the point at which a lot of the focus of those products come in, and it is a statewide interest. To pull the money off and put it into the county general fund, I think, is misusing the intent of what the facility and the funds are for in the first place.
Mr. Chair, could I continue with
Please.
Another one? I know there's concern on local levels, certainly on county levels, about too much dedicated funds, and it does sound like this bill is asking for dedicated funds. Could you speak to that issue, any of you?
I will speak to it. Bill Bellamy, Sarah Point, District 5. I serve on the board of directors of the PI, and I can tell you since 1964 I have not missed a PI, either showing at it or presently serving as assistant state FFA advisor. I'm there, and I have been at the PI for 3 to 4 days of the show now in the last 10 years working with the youth that exhibited, except for the last year. When you use the term dedicated monies, let's understand that these monies were dedicated from the beginning. These are racing monies. These monies were not given to the counties. These monies were given to county fairs. And so when you start talking about too much dedicated money, and my response to that is Multnomah County didn't have any business getting the money in the first place. This money was supposed to go to a county fair and a county fair board.
How about your county?
Well, it's true of any county in the state of Oregon that receives a county. I think Multnomah County is the only county in the state of Oregon that doesn't have a county fair.
Commission, now, you mean?
Commission
board.
Fair board.
Fair board, excuse me. Let me go one step further and say, don't address this bill in terms of financing the county fairs. They're not going to run the PI and the Multnomah County Fair on the amount of money that they receive from the racing. I don't think there's a fair in the state of Oregon that operates its facility on just racing money. Most of them receive general fund money from the counties. So this isn't going to solve the PI's financial problems. This is a management bill and not a financing bill. But one of the real problems the PI has had, when you listen to the PI people, you're going to hear some real horror stories. Contracts broken, agreements broken, and everything else. But one of the things that's been very difficult is this. When you go before the Multnomah County commissioners and ask for money for the fairgrounds, they've got to balance those requests with the requests for human resource programs, for requests for transportation, for garbage and everything else. And you're one more person sitting there asking for their money. And once they get it into their fund, they've had the position that it's their money. They don't care where it came from. They're probably the only county in the state of Oregon that has used racing monies not for what they were intended to be used. They just simply say, well, in the end, we spend that money anyway for the fairgrounds. But the real purpose of this is that I think that there ought to be a county fair board in Multnomah County, and therefore they can take the interests of the fair and the PI to the county commissioners, and they can start looking for other money. This is a very, very small part of the county commissioners' duties and a very small part of their money. Most of them have very little interest in it. There's no spokesman, and that's been one of the problems of the fair and the PI. They don't have a spokesman to go before the county and say, this is what we need to do. And so, depending on the individual county commissioners or depending on the county executive officer, it depends on how much of an ear you've had before the county in Multnomah County. This isn't a money bill. This isn't going to solve the finances of the PI in no way, shape, or form, or the finances or the structures of the fair. What this is going to do is give that facility a board that's concerned about that facility, that will be an official board of the county to go before the county and say, this is what's going on and this is what we need to do. I think it's very important for the PI, because I think that given this type of a bill, eventually I think they can get their finances and they can get a group working together on a countywide basis to set some long-range plans and goals.
Representative Peterson.
What about turning fairs into private enterprise? And I know that's not what this bill is about at all, but it feels like we're trying to pull fairs out of county control, and that the funds that the fair generates should be directed to the fair.
Well, let me answer it this way. We're not pulling fairs out of county control because the county commissioners appoint the fair board members. And most counties, the county fair comes to the county court and says, we need money.
Right.
Now, many times, counties do not receive money directly. They receive money in terms of equipment use and this sort of thing. So that, you know, they go to the county court, and the county court, many times in the smaller counties, will give them equipment or help them out with some labor. May not be actual money. You can have fair. There's some fairs in this state that are private enterprise. They pay their own way. I'm sure that Lane County Fair would come close to doing that. It's large enough. I would be a bit surprised that Jackson County Fair may not.
Close.
There would be nice under the ideal situation that all county fairs should be a private enterprise and self-sustained. There's no doubt about that.
But you don't think it's possible?
Oh, I think, depending on how it's used, it's possible. I think the facility out there at the Multnomah County Fairgrounds could very well be, if it was under better management, and if it was under management that was more concerned about managing it as an operation rather than how much does it put into the general fund of Multnomah County, it would be a private enterprise. And it could be a very successful one.
Thank you.
Well, Representative Jones. Oh, which Jones am I supposed to talk to?
I just wanted to respond to Representative Peterson's question or statement. I think that if you went private, then wouldn't the statute have to be changed? This addresses a county fair fund and a county fairs and a county fair board. I would think that if you took it out from under the county's jurisdiction, then the statute would have to be changed to correct those things, and that would be the time that you could either do whatever you
think. Yeah, just a little piece of this also. I had the opportunity today to listen to a presentation by one of the board of directors of the Calgary Stampede, of course that's in Canada, but the gentleman, they have a million visitors a year that go through that or more. They employ 400 people full time at that activity, and it's a general. They receive support from their lottery up there and other sources, but the revenues derived from the Calgary Stampede more than pays over what it is that they receive in support. Incidentally, the Calgary Stampede started the lottery and supported it for the first 3 years in there up in that province. So it isn't as if it was something that they wouldn't glom onto afterwards. The statement was made, and I think it's probably correct, that agricultural shows in themselves aren't going to be a large public draw. What you do in conjunction with those agricultural shows is what gives you the draw and makes the facility self-sustaining. And that's the particular thing about the PI, is that it's a facility in a metropolitan area that can have shows and trade and exhibits that are connected with agricultural or livestock or timber products that can draw in people. So you have your base show and your basic purpose area, which is for the agricultural, timber, fisheries kinds of things. And you have the other things which will draw in the people. And the gentleman from Calgary said that the number one attraction at the Calgary Stampede was always the agricultural shows once people got there, but they wouldn't go there initially for that. So that's the kind of management that needs to happen. Unfortunately, I don't think that has happened. And that's the idea, getting this back into the hands of a board that would, in the county, that would have a particular interest in that kind of promoting that kind of activity.
I think when you talk about the Calgary Stampede, though, you're also getting back to my one question about marketing and
yes.
PR. Representative Jones.
Since the issue before us is really Multnomah County and their fair board or their commissions, have you discussed this issue, Representative Burton or Jones or Bellamy, with the commissioners, since the existing language indicates that they are to have a fair board already?
Have I discussed this bill with anybody from the commission?
Or the problem with the commission prior to bringing this bill to us?
These gentlemen probably had more discussions along that way. I think
the PI director would be a better person to address that, because they're the ones that have dealt with it directly. I will tell you that, yes, it all depends on what part of the time of the year and how close you are to the legislative session and so forth, how much of an ear you actually get with a county commissioner. Don't forget, there's five county commissioners.
Well, I'm not forgetting. They're close to me.
None of which have any direct responsibility for this facility.
But the question, I guess my purpose of asking the question is, have they indicated any support for complying with the original intent of the law at this point?
The commissioners that I've had discussion with in the past have not indicated any interest in that at all. I have one commissioner who has some interest in it, but we just had a change of commission up there. Several commissioners are new, and I haven't had an opportunity to talk to either of the new commissioners about this. But in the past, the response has been that I've had with them, and this is again in my district, has been pretty much a
less
blank
than positive.
Wall. Yes.
Representative Jones, I'd have to be honest with you, like I like to be most of the time. I haven't talked to any of them, although I did try to call Commissioner Blumenauer, and I was going to talk to him about another issue and include this in it, but he was off on some junket someplace and wouldn't be back for a week, and I forgot to call him after that, so that's the extent of my...
Without a doubt, I can always depend on you being honest.
Representative Springer.
I want to thank the representatives for bringing, I think, several issues here, and I'm trying to think through them. I'd like not to go too much further in terms of, evaluating how Multnomah County has done in the past. I do think we have some new people, and I personally, since I'm from there, want to give them an opportunity to confront this issue as part of their agenda. I know some of those people well enough, I think, that if this problem is really laid before them, I think they're going to try to do the right thing, and that, I hope, will be a break from the past. But laying that aside, we have a kind of an interesting debate going up in Multnomah County about a governance issue of a private board that has some responsibility for public funds. And, I know these are parimutuel, but I still consider them public funds, if you will. And that's the Library Association. And we've seen a real fight back and forth in terms of what is the commission's responsibility as elected representatives of the people in terms of governance over the library board. And I don't know if I'm asking a question really or just making a comment, but I know that the Multnomah County Commission, this isn't the first time when they're dealing with this. Is it public? Is it private? Is it somewhere in between? I guess my real question is, or what I would like to see addressed in this bill as well, is something that I think you've alluded to, and that's what should be, since this is a state resource, it's meant to serve the people of the state, not just Multnomah County. What's the state's responsibility, all the people in the state, to make this a better facility? And we're talking about money, and we're talking about looking at how much money the state allows to what is a fairly substantial state fair facility in Salem, which apparently in itself isn't sufficient or can't meet the demand or the needs of the metropolitan area for a like facility. What's the state responsibility going to be in trying to provide a better facility up in the Portland area, as opposed to the people in Multnomah County perhaps being asked to carry this load for the state?
The state's responsibility, Representative Springer, has already been outlined when the PI received certain days of racing revenues. I think that was very clearly stated right there. The racing revenues went to the PI, did not go to the Multnomah County Fair. So, and the Multnomah County Fair probably has racing days themselves. So I think there was some state responsibility already outlined. The state fair, and now that you brought that up, I will tell you that I haven't missed a state fair since 1964. I'm very familiar with that facility. I work out at that facility in the same responsibility. The projections are, and there's a little bill being introduced for some bonds, but the projections are that after about 4 years ago, directions were given for the state fair to become independent, and it's approaching that. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the PI, let me say that you may have some bills introduced in future dates, and there was consideration given to come to the state of Oregon and ask them for funds for the PI, not just to ask Multnomah County. But it's very difficult to get a handhold and get a base to start from when you don't know what Multnomah County is. It's very difficult to find out what the expenses of Multnomah County are to run this facility. They don't want you to particularly know to start with. And all I got to say is this. Multnomah County finds it always interesting that they need all these excuses as to why they shouldn't do what the other counties do. The other counties all have a county fair board because the county fair board goes in and asks the county fair for certain facilities and money. Multnomah County doesn't want to do that, and with your problems with the library board. Well, I suggest to you that part of those problems is that the biggest county in the state of Oregon doesn't want to operate like all other counties do. And as you know, we spend a lot of time dealing with legislation to deal with Multnomah County. They're the only county that doesn't have a county fair board. And I'll tell you, there's a reason for that. They don't want to have a board that develops its own constituency that comes before the county to ask for things. It's far easier to act as a board of directors and never have a defined constituency, have to go through a big bureaucracy to get your facts and figures for your budgets and everything else. It's far easier to keep people in the dark than it is to create a board that will go in there with specific requirements and say, this is what we want. Well, I understand why the commissioners don't want to have a fair board, because they have it the best way right now.
I just wish it's too bad we don't have Commissioner Blumeyer, Commissioner Kafoy here, because they've been on both sides of this issue, and I'm sure would have some important information to share with us. But be that as it may, I think, I hope, if not in this bill, I'd like to talk with the PI folks, maybe Representative Bellamy or anyone else, to talk about this state versus local responsibility, not only in terms of governance, but if the problem is trying to get a better facility out there, we can expend a lot of time and energy bashing Multnomah County, and they can come down here and bash us, and I'm sure they may have a list of horror stories. But if the real problem is trying to get more resources, hopefully we can, you know, not expend all of our energy on the governance issue and look beyond that to the resource problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Burton.
Representative, let me give a district view of that same question, because I think it's a key and important question, particularly in Multnomah County. And as you're aware, the county in some senses is getting out of the business of being a county in Multnomah County because of the urban overloads and things like this. And I think it would be useful to have the county commissioners down to hear their viewpoints, if you wish. But I will, and am drafting some legislation right now, and I'll be in front of the T&E committee later this week with a proposal to use that facility. There's 55 acres out there. Oregon needs an expo center, I think. It's an Oregon expo center that's directed at some of its natural resource industries. It does something different than what any of the county or the state fair does, but provides a facility for the same kind of events that would occur there. That would require some state funding, at least initially, to get that underway, and may resolve the question. But I think it remains that, for the time being, we have to kind of deal with both of these. We've got the county fair, which in Multnomah County has the facilities and the process for being able to make judgments as to what that fair ought to be, has gotten lost inside all the particular urban problems that the county commission has. And what we're asking for in this bill is some way to balance that back to where it really was supposed to be in the first place. And as I mentioned earlier, there's an Attorney General's opinion out that may very well come out and simply say the Multnomah County Commission has not acted properly in the last 20 years in exercising its role and responsibility, and where both in governance of that activity and where the placement of those funds go. But I think Representative Bellamy is correct in the sense that there's no advocate for the county fair activity inside the county. There's just no advocate for it, and the board would establish, a clear board would establish that kind of advocacy that's needed to try to pursue the way in which the facility is governed, and that's the basic intent of this bill.
Further questions?
Mr. Chairman, may I just say that I think it's important to understand that the PI has had some real difficulties, and not all of it has been at the fault of Multnomah County. Part of it is the farm economy and the changing styles of the showing and so, and the PI in the last 3 years has totally rechanged their way of doing things. The show is different out of necessity part. And it's right now will compete with the Cow Palace in San Francisco as for quality and size. You may hear a lot about the Spokane show if some of you have done any research. I went to the Spokane show this last year, and it is one-third the size in terms of number of livestock shown as the PI. So the PI's got some problems, and they're working on it. But I think that this is the first...